Developers say a brand new World Trade Center complex is just a few years away, but many aspects of the planning are far from complete. Controversies abound over how to best memorialize the victims, how to revive the Lower Manhattan Business District, and how to design the series of structures that will replace the Twin Towers. The agency overseeing the redevelopment of the site, the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, or LMDC, says the first cornerstone of what will become the tallest building in the world will be laid down in just 1 year's time. The Freedom Tower, as it will be called, incorporates a spire that reaches 541 meters, or 1,776 feet in the air, a number that represents the year the United States gained independence from Britain. Architect Daniel Libeskind says he wants it to restore the spiritual peak to the city.
It is important to be in New York to realize the importance and the desire for height in New York. The restoration of the skyline in New York is not an abstraction, because the World Trade Center towers was such an important icon, and more than an icon, an orientation device.
But developer Larry Silverstein, who owns the lease to the site, has employed a different architect to design the Freedom Tower. So despite Libeskind's plans, no one really knows what the tower will look like, and even its location has not been finalized. Libeskind proposes a large green space where the Twin Towers once stood, a space that will be surrounded by several other buildings. In computer-generated designs, many of the buildings appear asymmetrical, with slanted roofs and sheer metallic exteriors. Francis Moroni, an architectural historian who leads regular walking tours of the area around Ground Zero, says the futuristic look of the buildings has caused a stir in the architectural community.
Several architecture firms were invited to participate. This was controversial because all of the firms represented a particular kind of she, quote-unquote, cutting-edge design. Architects working in a variety of other styles, including traditional styles, were shut out of the competition process.
The centerpiece of the Libeskind design is a memorial honoring the nearly 3,000 people who died there on September 11, 2001, and the six who were killed during the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. The design for the memorial will be chosen as part of a separate international competition, which is underway. Under Libeskind's plans, the memorial area will encompass 18,000 square meters, including a below-ground area for the memorial itself, all while preserving the original footprints of the Twin Towers. Every year on September 11th, one public space in the memorial area will receive uninterrupted sunlight between the times of 8:46 a.m. when the first tower was hit and 10:28 a.m. when the second tower fell. In addition to the memorial space, plans include 56,000 square meters of cultural centers, a museum, and two major transportation hubs. Joanna Rose is a spokesperson for the LMDC.
The focus has been on creating a real functional site for Lower Manhattan. There will be two new great transportation hubs. The aesthetics will have a real draw as well, just in terms of visitors to the site and to the area of Lower Manhattan. This is really just an integration of all those different issues, and we think we've really struck a really great balance with that.
The LMDC says it has opened itself to public input on many aspects of the rebuilding process, and officials say they have received over 1 million suggestions since the attacks occurred. One of the most problematic issues to resolve is how to reincorporate 930,000 square meters of office space into the plans. 1.2 million square meters were destroyed when the towers collapsed. Some observers say that all that development is not necessary. Michael Sorkin is an architect and author who heads the Graduate Urban Design Program at the City College of New York.
If there were a dire shortage of office space in New York City, that would be one argument, but there isn't. In fact, it's the last thing we need. I also have a philosophical difference with the triumphalist style in which the site is being rebuilt. You know, world's tallest this, world's biggest that. This all seems inappropriate.
Mr. Sorkin would like to see the 65,000 square meter site become a memorial park with no construction on it at all. He submitted a design proposal to the LMDC, but it was turned down. Many New Yorkers who follow the rebuilding process are divided over what the future of the site should hold. Some New Yorkers, particularly family members of the victims who were killed at the World Trade Center, want to see a significant memorial and less emphasis on creating a business hub there. Other New Yorkers, like Alice LaBrie, want to see as little memorialization as possible.
I don't want to remember and think about it. I just want to pretend it never happened.
While Ms. LaBrie advocates more commercial building, Mr. Maroney tells those who take his Ground Zero tour that when developers and politicians say downtown needs to be revitalized, a bit of perspective is necessary.
Downtown is dying today. Downtown was dying 10 years ago, 20 years ago. You know, in fact, there's never been a time when downtown hasn't been dying in New York, and people haven't been really concerned about shoring up downtown.
While New Yorkers continue to speak their minds about what the future should hold, as anyone who walks by the site can see, the work is moving fast. Construction workers are already laying the foundations for new underground trains. The LMDC projects that a new, ultra-modern New York City skyline could be complete as early as 2006. For Voice of America in New York, I'm Carrie Sheridan.